Hi. I wanted to try something a little different today, something more real. I'm just here, existing, and I thought maybe we could hang out together and just talk. And I thought about doing an audio. I found a few scripts that I thought sounded fun, but life isn't working out that way today. I have a very loud upstairs neighbor who I'm sure you'll hear in the background. And it makes it difficult to record. I can't really complain doing what I do for a living. I'm easily the worst neighbor possible, right? But you're probably gonna hear traffic from the city outside and my neighbor being loud and obnoxious. Just try and drown them out as much as possible and listen to my voice. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here with me, with my voice. I have a feeling you and I will have fun together today. I mean, that's what we're both here for, after all. If you're wondering where I am, what I'm wearing, what I look like, well, I'll tell you, but also, does it really matter? I'm here with you. That's all that really matters. I mean, you can always go to my Instagram if you want to see what I look like and imagine me in one of those many outfits that I make my silly little videos in. But if you must know, I'm sitting here at my desk with my mic and my laptop and not much else. I imagine you found me by scrolling through Reddit. It's how I unwind too. Sometimes it's the best way to get my mind off of life. There's just something about audios, right? It just hits different. All the stresses and strains of everyday life just fall away as you immerse yourself in a story, in a person. I don't know about you, but the thing I love about erotic audios, the thing that keeps me coming back for more, is that almost indefinable sense of intimacy. It's truly a shared experience. Me with my mic, you with your headphones, and nothing else. It's simple and beautiful. Through listening to and creating audios, I've explored myself more than with any other type of porn. I've explored my mind, my fantasies, and my body in a way that is so personal to myself. I'm not just here to have a quick orgasm before bed or whatever. I'm here to really connect with my own body and just lose myself in the narrative or the situation. Okay, fine. Sometimes it is just a basic need that needs to be taken care of, and I can get business done quickly and efficiently, but not tonight. Tonight, I'm just here as myself. I could be a slutty sorority girl, a kinky librarian, a soothing mommy here to milk you to sleep. But the truth is, as fun as those are, they aren't me. This. Tonight. This is me. I record audios because I love telling stories. I love sex. And well, frankly, I love to come. But more than that, I fucking love the idea of you sat there playing with yourself to nothing more than my voice, coming for me, with me. So today, I want to explore that side of myself and to really let you know how much you turn me on. On one hand, I'm speaking into a mic by myself in my room. I can't deny that. It's true. But it's also true to say I'm here speaking right now, and you're here listening to me right now. We're here together, not in the same space, not even in the same time. But still, somehow, we are here together. I fucking love that. The connection might all be in our heads. It might be inherently paradoxical. But it's still undeniably real. The feelings we both feel, the sensations, living here in the fantasy together, it's all real. I like to imagine where you are. My guess is you're in a safe space, a space where you feel totally comfortable and secluded from the world, where you know no one will bother you, You're here for a specific reason, and I'm here for that same reason. You've allowed me into your space because you know I'm not here to judge you or do anything other than help you. I am with you in this space to achieve the very same thing you wish to achieve. And I'm truly grateful for that, for you welcoming me into your space. Although I know some of you listen in public, you like the thrill of no one knowing I'm in your ear because you're a little bit bad, and that's fun too. Either way, I'm here with you. The truth is, you and I both get turned on by the intimacy of a good audio. You could be lying on your bed, sat in your favorite comfortable chair. It doesn't really matter if you close your eyes and listen to my voice, fully submitting to the experience. I know we will both be deeply satisfied by the end, connected in a way that's hard to define. It's hard to say what makes an audio good. Everyone likes different things, so I suppose beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But for me, what makes an audio really stick with me, stay in my mind, is when I feel I was there. I was with the speaker. It was not a file I was listening to, but a genuine experience I had with the speaker, where time and space faded away, and all that mattered was that moment, the words spoken directly into my ears, pushing me to explore myself and to explore my body. Make no mistake, I get off on the thought of you coming for me. I'm not just lying here saying these words for you. I'm saying them for me too. I'm going to come with you. Truly for you and with you. We'll reach the edge together, and then no matter when or where you are listening to this, and when or where I'm recording it, we will be in ecstasy together. So what happens next? What I'm wearing. What I'm wearing is, well, irrelevant. If you have something specific in mind, go ahead. Picture me in it. Either way, pretty soon I won't be wearing anything at all. You and I both know why I'm here, and I sure as hell know why you're here. Why you're here with me. I'm gonna fuck myself for you. I'm gonna fuck myself to the thought of you. And make myself come. And as I'm doing that, I want you to play with yourself. We're going to come together. The magic of the internet, eh? I fucking love it. Since the second I started talking to you, from the moment I pressed record, I've been teasing myself. Just slowly running my fingers over my body, building up in my mind. Thinking about what brought you to me now. How glad I am that we're here together. How excited I am about what's to come. Sometimes I have toys or props, you know, whatever is needed to tell a story. I mean, shit, if I'm sucking on cock in an audio, I need something to suck on, to cover in my spit, to gag on, to fill my mouth with. But today, I just need my hands. My fingers never disappoint me. The feeling of my fingertips barely touching my nipples. As I run them over my tits, like I'm doing now, it just gets the blood pumping, you know? Like I said, what I'm wearing is irrelevant, so fuck it. There. My naked body is here for you to enjoy. As I explore myself with my hands, I want you to explore me with your mind. And who knows? If the mood strikes, maybe you can get naked too. I mean, I know why you're here. I know why you're listening to me right now. And I know what you want to do. Why fight it? I want you to do it. As I'm lying here, my body's getting warm, my breath is quickening. I like to imagine how you like to tease yourself. Do you do the same as me? gently caress every inch of your body. Sometimes I grab my ass or a tit as if my hand was yours, feeling the gentle weight of my own body in my hand, the softness of my skin, and the growing hardness of my nipples. Sometimes I take a little spit from my mouth, wet the tips of my fingers, and just slowly pinch and massage, tease my nipples. Everyone has that special thing that makes their body tingle, right? Something that sends electricity down the back of your neck. I wonder what you do as your cock begins to swell, growing at the sound of my voice, eagerly awaiting my every word. I wonder what you do to tease yourself. So, as we sit here together, I wonder if you're picturing me, if you're seeing what I'm doing, or if you see fragments, movement and detail in a constant dance with each other. Everything I say creating a new image in your mind, shifting with each new word coming out of my wanting mouth. My soft lips creating pictures in your mind, directing you to areas of my body. My restless hips shifting as the desire grows within me. My cunt getting wetter, gently grinding in the air, begging for my hand. My ass clenching as I thrust upwards to you. I'm not sure how much longer I can hold out, knowing you're here with me, teasing yourself, hard for me, aching to grip yourself. Fuck it, I need it. Do you hear that? I didn't realize I was this wet. Do you hear my fingers playing with my pussy for you? Do you hear how wet I am for you? Knowing you're touching yourself for me, with me. Our bodies here together. Maybe you're just toying with the head of your cock, using a little spit or lube. Oh, or maybe just your pre-cum. To gently guide your fingers over yourself. Perhaps you're imagining your fingers are my tongue, slowly tasting every inch of you, getting you so wet and messy that when you really take yourself, when you really grip your hardness, it'll be like my wet pussy's wrapped around you, pulling you deep within me. But maybe your fingers aren't enough. Maybe you've already begun. Maybe you can feel your pulsing cock growing even more as your hand grips it, pushing down on your shaft as your hips begin to thrust up, feeling every inch of yourself slowly move up and down, up and down. Oh, fuck. My fingers are drenched in my juices. Fuck, I'm so fucking wet for you. Hey, listen as I slowly pull my fingers out. And I drag my wetness up to my clit. Do you hear that? It's all for you. Can you see me in your mind, pleasuring myself for you, with you, my body aching for you, tricking myself that my hands are your hands. I hope you're gripping yourself for me, fucking your hand for me. our bodies moving in rhythm together as we lose ourselves in each other. In this moment, this shared experience of pure pleasure and fulfilled lust, we're just two people taking this moment together to forget everything, to leave the world behind. As we explore our bodies with our minds in our hands, I feel your eyes on me, drinking in my body, your thrusts getting faster and faster. I wonder, as I push two fingers deep within myself, what do you do to take yourself to the edge as you're lying there, feeling the weight of yourself in your hands? What will you do to get yourself to the very edge? Do you slap your cock? Do you maybe take yourself in two hands? Fuck. Thinking of you there like that. Oh. For me. With me. I'm getting so fucking close. You're in your safe space and I'm in mine. We're here together, welcoming each other into this moment. And I want us to come together. Let's come together and give my neighbors a show, yeah? Let them listen to how good we sound together. Let them listen to me come for you, baby. If I count us down from 10, will you come with me? Say you'll come with me, please. Please say you'll come with me. Okay. Fuck, I'm so close, okay? 10. I'm so fucking happy you're here with me. It's just you and me together. Fucking love that. 9. Whatever you need to do to get yourself to the edge, I want to give it to you. 8. I can feel the power of your hands. I can feel your thrusts. Fuck. I'm with you. 7. Wherever you want to come on me, in me. On my face, in my mouth, in my pussy, in my ass. It's yours. 6. Fuck. 5. Fuck, do you hear how hard I'm fucking myself for you? Oh, it's all for you. For us. Right here. Right now. 4. 3. Fuck, I'm so fucking close. If you said the word, I'd come right now for you. 2. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, 1. Fuck. Come for me, baby. Come with me. Oh, fuck. Come with me. Make me a mess for you. Oh, give me everything. Fuck, yes. I don't know about you, but I'm out of my body right now. Fuck, that was an intense orgasm. I'm still kind of shaking. Oh, kind of coming. My legs are twitching like crazy. Oh, I fucking feel like I'm floating. Like time and space can get fucked. I'm just here with you. Fuck. To be with you in this moment, it's crazy, right? Oh, fuck. Okay. Wow. Fuck. That was intense. Fuck. Audios, huh? They fucking do something to me. Hold on, I'm gonna need a minute. Okay, fuck. That was crazy. Seeing you so clearly in my mind like that. You and me together, exploring each other and ourselves. Just, wow, that was intense. I knew we would have fun together. Fuck, I've made such a mess. I guess I have to clean this all up now, huh? The harsh realities. But still, so fucking worth it to experience that with you. Fuck, I'd do anything to experience that again. Maybe we'll see each other around the bend. Maybe not. But this was real. And nothing could ever change that.